I know that God knows everything. Let's pray, all right? We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're in complete control of our lives. You knew us before you created us. You knew us in our mother's womb when you formed us. We know that life begins there by your hand, your knowledge. You know all things, and you do all things well. When we don't understand the work of your hand, we need to trust the moving of your heart. And so, Lord, since you know all things and you do all things perfectly, we trust you. We ask that your will be done in our lives. Bless this time of study and prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wrote this before it is figured out who has won the presidential election, since it's November the 4th, the day after our time of voting. Psalm 9, 9 through 10. I hope that you'll meditate on these things over the next couple of days. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. By the way, what is a refuge? It's a place of safety. Okay. And they, here is our word, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. These are truths that we need to be meditating upon no matter who our president is, just to let you know. We need to realize that God is sitting on the throne no matter what happens in our lives or what other people choose. And sometimes we don't choose wisely either. And we always can go back to the Lord that way. I'm so thankful that the Lord changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So know thy name. Of course, there's a lot of names for the Lord, over 300 names in the Bible for the Lord. And Jehovah Jireh, anybody know what Jehovah Jireh means? It means the Lord will provide. He'll see what you need and he'll provide it. Now, what was the context in which that declaration of God's name was revealed? It was when Isaac was about to be sacrificed and Abraham said to Isaac, the Lord will provide. And the Lord did provide. He provided a lamb. Was Abraham willing to sacrifice his son? Yes, we find out in the book of Hebrews that he reasoned within himself, if I put my son to death and he's the promised son to continue the seed, then God must be able to raise him from the dead. That's what he reasoned. So we know what he was reasoning. Though we don't see that in Genesis, we do see that in the book of Hebrews. So we need to reason. Come, let us reason together too. Though our sins be as scarlet. What color is scarlet, by the way? Deep red. They shall be white as snow, or white as wool as snow. So what's the color that you cover red with? A deeper red. And of course, that's what the blood of Jesus Christ will do. It's his blood that cleanses our blood from sin. Wonderful. Psalm 46, you might know this one. Anybody got this on a little calendar somewhere or a little rock on your desk to keep the paper weight, you know, if you get the papers there on the window up on the ledge while you're washing the dishes. Anybody got this verse right here? Be still and know that I am God. Anybody have that anywhere? I've got that on a slate piece of, slate. You know, like a roofing type of slate. And I think Amy Smith is the one who made that. And went to Sophia's house. Her mom, and they had a little craft show around Christmas time, you know, before she moved down back to Lehigh Valley or whatever it was. And a solstice. Anybody remember that?
Yes.
Sure? Okay. And so I think that's where we got it. And nicely done. Be still, know that I'm God. So Psalm 46, 10 and 11. Again, our title tonight, I Know That God Knows Everything. Psalm 46, 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am God. Let your emotion be calmed. I will be exalted among the heathen. These are people who don't know the Lord. And he's referencing Gentiles in general here. I will be exalted in the earth. That means all the peoples of the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, or Israel, is our refuge, our place of safety. Now meditate on that for a while. Selah. I know that God knows, and that's all I need to know. One old preacher said that. I know that God knows, and that's all I need to know. Why? Because God knows me. We'll look at some of that too. How are you supposed to come into the building? Psalm 100, verses 3 and 4. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. Bless means to say something good about another person. Bless the name of the Lord. I like this one, Psalm 103:19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. That's full knowledge, isn't it? Psalm 139, 1 and 2, 14 and 23. Psalm 139, 1 and 2. O Lord, thou hast searched me and what? Known me. Again, thou knowest my down sitting. That is when we're getting ready to go to sleep at night. And mine uprising, getting out of bed in the morning. Thou knowest my thought afar off. Somebody said God will know what you're thinking 10,000 years from now. Because he knows the thoughts that come into our mind. He knows every one of them. Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul, there's our word, knoweth right well. So now it's changed from what God knows to what my soul knows about God. That's pretty good, right? What does your soul know about God? Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Ray, you remember Brother Dave, is it Gibbs?
David Gibbs, yeah.
David Gibbs, yeah. You remember he told a story one time that his mom had polio, and she was in an iron lung, I guess it was. Yeah. Well, anyway, she had polio, and she had this iron lung, I guess it is. You know, it's a thing you're breathing, and people are keeping away from because it's very contagious, and you know, obviously cripple you up like a pretzel and kill you. Polio is not something to be messing around with, right? So he wasn't able to have time with his mom for several years. I think he was like 8 to 10 years of age where barely any contact with mom. That'd be tough on a kid, wouldn't it? And he and his sister were there, and they came to the hospital, and they looked through the glass, and his mom was devout lover of the Lord and everything, and even years later had a huge Sunday school class because just a tremendous story about going to the bus company and saying, you know, can you borrow some buses, and we're going to start our own Sunday school, and 5,000 kids came to her Sunday school, and she ran the whole thing in a wheelchair. Tremendous lady. So this is the kind of stuff, background of David Gibbs, and that farming. All that cattle, 5,000, I think, a year they were slaughtered, you know, for just a huge operation. And he's looking through the window one time at his mom. He hadn't seen her for months, you know, and his sister's there with him. And she looked at him, and she saw his face, and she said, Davy, I know what you're thinking. And you better be thinking rightly about God, because that's the most important thoughts you have. I know what you're thinking. And you better be thinking right, because thoughts about God are the most important thing about us. A.W. Tozer said that. The most important thing about you is what you think about God. It's pretty good. What comes into your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you. I think that's a direct quote. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. This does not apply in times of electing a president, by the way. So just put a big X over this verse. How many of you know I'm being a little facetious tonight? Just a little bit. No, these things apply no matter what's going on in the world. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall he call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Well, I didn't think God liked me very much. Well, who told you that lie? The devil. You ever thought the Lord must not like me very much? That's Satan speaking to you. Anybody here listening to Satan? Anybody here ever listened to Satan before? Oh, yeah, listen to Satan. No, let's listen to the Lord. I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know exactly what I want to do in your life for my glory. That's what he's saying. And you might have to go through some tough things. This doesn't mean, hey, you know, no problems. No, it just means the Lord will walk through you, with you through the shadow of the valley of death. But you know what? You don't have to fear any evil. Why? The Lord is with us. I like that one a lot. That's Psalm 23, I believe, isn't it? Acts 1:24. We don't know, Lord. We don't know who is going to be the next disciple. Judas has put himself to death, suicide, and never truly repented. He repented in the sense that he regretted he lost his station, his position, but he didn't regret that he sinned against God. Why? Because he never had a heart for God. And he went to his place, and that wasn't heaven. Judas was a liar from the beginning, a son of perdition, one that's eternally damned, planned for eternal damnation. That's the son of perdition. By the way, it's a title for the Antichrist, the son of perdition. And so then they've got to decide who's going to be the next, take this man's office. And so they did their praying and casting lots, I think it was, asking the Holy Spirit to pick between these two men. And then Acts 1:24 is the revelation of that. And they prayed and said, Lord, thou Lord what? Which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen. I think that's a good prayer. By the way, we don't need casting of lots today because we have the Holy Spirit. Remember, at this time, the Holy Spirit was coming on people and he was leaving people, coming on people and leaving on people. And they had just experienced that the Lord was going to say to them, you have me with you always now. How are you going to do that? By my Spirit. So we always have the Lord with us because of the Holy Spirit. And Christ indwells us by his Spirit. They didn't have that in the Old Testament. Are you aware of that? That's why David prayed, Lord, don't take your Spirit from me. We don't have to pray that because he won't take his Spirit from us. Psalm 75:6-7. And Gary, if this is Gary's fault, this is Gary Young's fault. He mentioned this the other night, and this got the whole ball of wax going, and this whole Bible study is Gary Young's fault. I just want to let everyone know that. He's hiding tonight. Psalm 75:6-7. In application to who will be the next president. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. In other words, don't look around, but do what? Look up. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. So when it's all said and done, our next president will be the one the Lord has placed there. So you need to know that more than anything. And then I just love these verses. They've been such a great comfort to me many times. John 14:1-7. follow along as I read, please. Let not your heart be troubled. And that's an action that's already happened and it needs to stop. So if your heart's troubled, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm not going to tell you a lie. In other words, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. That's an individual statement there. Each and every one of us, every believer. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, what's the next two words? Ye know. That's perfect knowledge. And the way you know. And then Thomas said, well, I don't know. You're saying that we know. And Thomas is saying, well, I don't know. But the Lord said, oh, you do know. It's already in your heart, and I'm going to let you know what's there, what the Lord has already planted in our heart. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? This is all experiential knowledge words. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, you can experience the Father. Why? And have seen him. Why? Because you've already seen him. If you saw Jesus, you saw God the Father in action. That's a powerful statement. Now, if Jesus isn't God the Son, that's called blasphemy. But of course, he is God, isn't he? Okay. I like this one too. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, with all the different things going on, every particular trial, phase, color, age, shade that comes into your life, nevertheless, put it all on the same plane, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord what? Knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let there be a true spiritual change in your life. Don't live in sin. I like that, and I like that a lot. I mean, I'm glad God knows. God knows everything, and he knows what's good for me too.